morning.
Good morning.
We're starting off the day right.
Are we? We are. We are. We
are. It's your birthday.
Oh. I made it. 25 years successfully out of the womb.
Yeah, good job, you. 25 years old.
It's my silver.
You are a quarter of a century.
My silver, right? Like, if this were years in marriage, it'd be silver?
Got me. Does that mean I was supposed to get you something silver?
Yeah.
Did you open your presents?
Yes, I did very late, so I didn't text anyone.
Okay. Fine.
I didn't want to wake anyone up with my caps locks texts with excessive exclamation marks.
Okay.
So I just didn't yet.
That's totally acceptable.
Okay. But I walked in today.
But you walked in today and you got presents and it's crazy. And there's
webcam, mystaticradio.com.
Uh-huh.
Got this gem.
Yeah.
This diamond. Pearl, if you will.
Ugh.
More like a pearl, because when he was young, he was kind of weird looking. Like, super cute, but weird. And then he went through a lot of rough times, and now he is a pearl. Now he's beautiful.
Okay.
Justin. I'm talking about Justin Bieber.
Justin.
Who else are we talking about?
I mean, let's be honest.
From Celeste.
She really decorated. She went all out, apparently.
I love it. It is beautiful.
I like, my favorite part is the sign that says happy with like three E's.
Yeah.
Birthday. And then Mitch. How does she do that?
Because
it's like an actual birthday sign.
Yeah, she probably just bought the letters and spelled it. She probably had to buy a few of those packages. I doubt those come with that many E's.
Yeah, true story. Do you want to open that or do you want to answer that?
Matthew from Albuquerque?
I don't know. We don't have caller ID.
You're right.
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello,
good morning, Matthew.
Sir.
You guys are talking about birthdays? Is it somebody's birthday today?
Matthew from Albuquerque. It's been Mitch's birthday week, all week leading up to today. Being Mitch's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mitch!
Thank you. I mean, come on.
Is Steve-O making your day good or is he making it bad?
Good. I'd say good.
It just started. There's no way I could possibly have.
Okay, let me clarify.
Everything up
he
yet.
Hasn't ruined it yet.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Hey, he's making it. He's enhancing it because I guess Steve-O's hilarious in one way and another.
Yes. I agree.
I am hilarious in one way or another.
You guys should see me laughing in the bus. I'm like hysterical.
I like that.
Yeah, you guys are turned on in our bus on the FM radio, and I'm like, my face is so red and I'm laughing.
I like that.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yep, I love you guys. You guys are the only station I ever tune into because, well, the other ones are...
Hold on.
I love music.
Matthew from Albuquerque, we have a little bit of beef if you're going to go ahead and outright lie to us. What about those times you call Buck and Dex?
Yeah, that's another one.
Well, I forgot to mention their station. Well, those guys are hilarious when you guys are, say, out sick or it's just pre-recorded.
You know, I just want to know the truth. How many other radio stations are there?
Yeah.
Well, guys, there's only two. If you guys aren't on in the mornings, like, say you're out sick, I have Buck and Dex saved as a backup plan in case.
Backup plan.
I'm not okay with sides. Backup plans.
If you guys are on the radio, I'll definitely call you guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
I mean... You know.
So what can we play for you this morning?
There was some song I might have heard on the radio at one time. Think about the sparrow and the bear or something.
Yeah.
You guys have that song?
Yeah. Rabbit the Bear.
Can you play that for my best friend Sean? He's doing soundboards at a church, FBCWA.
Uh-huh.
Can you dedicate that to him, please? He worked really hard last night. Thanks, guys. Talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
I thought I was going to at least dedicate it to you or something. What are you trying to do?
I was taking a picture of the present before.
Okay.
I'm being thoughtful. I was okay. Go ahead.
So today is your 25th birthday. Your husband, who is super rad, and is very not good at quote-unquote lying.
No.
It's not lying. It's just, you know, deceitfulness.
Yeah.
Trying to plan the surprise thing for you last night. Pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious. But because of that, yesterday you were like, why are you being so weird today?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You and Kelly are just both acting so weird. That, I don't know what you mean.
I was so annoyed.
I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta go. Well, because we were trying to plan stuff, and he, like, that's why yesterday morning I was in the parking lot.
I didn't know you were in the parking lot. I'm like, he disappeared.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
In the beginning of the morning.
Okay.
And so I was like, this is weird. You guys are just, like, watching me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I was just walking into work. I don't even know what you mean.
Advocating for him so much. It was sweet. It was sweet that he was just watching you walk into the building.
It was very sweet.
It was sweet, and it is sweet. He's keeping me safe.
But more than that, we were trying to, you know. Okay, all right. And then he had to go back to sleep so that he could get the brain going so that we could figure out, you know. Or he could figure out. He did everything.
Okay.
That was all him.
Can I just talk about how terrible and awful of a person I am?
Yes. Let's please talk about this. That is one of my favorite things
to do. I just ruin surprises.
Yeah.
I ruin surprises. I don't. Let me rephrase this. I don't ruin surprises. I make them very difficult.
Yeah, I know. So last night, Kelly, your amazing husband,
mm-hmm.
is like, okay, here's the plan.
You all show up at...
This is the best part because he knows you so well. Okay, look, let's be honest. There's no way I'm going to be able to try and get her out of the house so you guys can come in the house and try and surprise her from inside the house because it's just not going to work because she's going to ask me too many questions. And he's right.
Yeah.
You're like, well, where are we going? Why can't you just go? Why can't you just do this? And so because of that, there's no way he was going to get you out of the house.
Yeah.
And so... So the plan was... okay, 6:30. Right at 6:30, just everybody at the front door.
Which I'm so glad didn't happen. I was missing Wheel of Fortune. Go ahead.
So then we're scrambling to get everything together because we got three kids, and it takes forever to get everyone in the car and organized and ready to go. So we're like freaking out, and I was about to call Jesse because I'm thinking...
You're going to be late.
I'm going to be late. But before I do that, my phone rings, and it's Jesse.
Saying, I'm going to be late.
And he's like... Dude, West Side. And I'm like, no, I know. You know, and he's like, I'm going to be late. And I'm like, oh, well, cool, good, because I'm running a little late. But I was still trying to, like, you know, hurry to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pull up behind your car, and I'm already like, we got the lights off, and it's all super creepster style, like in your front of your house. And Ray and Rachel had already been there, but they were trying to drive around and be inconspicuous. So then they pulled up directly behind me. In the meantime, Brody, our baby, is screaming because he's
beautiful.
Tired of being in a car seat because we live on the West Side and it takes 7 years to get anywhere. And so we're like, okay. So then we called Jess and we're like, dude,
hurry it up.
Where is you? And he's like, oh, I'm almost there. And then Ray's like, I have Find My Friends. He is not almost here.
Yeah. I guess Kelly did too. Yeah. We all have each other on Find My Friends.
And so it was this amazing, like, trying to figure out. And poor Kelly, he keeps texting me like, where are you? And I'm like, dude, I'm out front. I'm here. And he's like, you just got to come to the door. She's starting to suspect something and I suck at lying. I don't know what to do. It was great. You make things so difficult for him.
I did. Well, okay, so a few things. We have a sink that just needs a little bit of a fixing.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, what we can do is you can go to Lowe's and then on your way, or go to the place that you would go to get that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, you can go to the place where we get food.
Uh-huh.
And you can pick up these vegetables because I'm going to make tacos tonight. And then,
he had already
he's already planned the stuff.
Yeah,
and well, he like defrosted so much ground beef, and I couldn't figure out why. I was like, why would you take out so much ground beef? There are two of us. And then he's like, yeah, I don't know why I did that. That was real. I don't understand. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
It's those awkward, like, because you don't want to lie, but you know it's going to be something special. So he's texting me like, it's so awkward in here. Please hurry. It's so awkward. I can't keep this up. She's on to me.
Well, I wasn't. I was at the very end when I heard a door slam, and I'm like, I am not dressed appropriately. If people are going to come into the house, he better give me... Because I was wearing a dress, and like I just had like I had a bunch of under stuff on.
Right.
Like, shirts and whatever. But I was like, I cannot be dressed like this when people walk
in. And the house wasn't clean.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Let's be honest. You were not prepared for people.
No, I was not.
That's why the Bible talks about being prepared in season and out. Oh, wait, that's to give account for the joy found in you.
And people coming over to your house, apparently.
Coming to your house.
It works.
So I just
made it really difficult for him. I started eating. I couldn't figure out why he was making the ground beef. I'm like, why are you doing that? You still have to go to the place where we get stuff for sinks. And you still have to go to the store to get the vegetables. Now you're going to get back and there's going to be cold ground beef. He's like, I don't know. Yeah. And then I look over and he's boiling water with spaghetti in it. I'm like,
what are you doing?
He's like, I was just really hungry. I need to eat before I'm like, this is not the extent you go to eat before you go get. Like, he usually just gets like a snack or something before he goes somewhere.
I think the best part was outside. We're all standing out there. It's freezing. And, you know, I got all the kids, of course. And then, you know.
How did you keep Brody quiet? That was amazing.
I was holding him, shaking the, like, car seat the whole time. Shh, okay. Shh, 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 shh. Trying to do, like, a little dance.
Yeah.
To keep him quiet because, yeah, it worked out.
I heard a door slam and I thought it was two people. I thought there would be two people at my door.
Yeah. So then it was like, what are we going to do? We've never had, like, a surprise party where the surprise party shows up all at the same time to the door. So are we supposed to... And Jesse's like, I think we're supposed to sing. When the door opens, we just start singing like Christmas carolers. And I'm like, okay, wait, are we singing Christmas carolers or what are we singing? No, we're singing Happy Birthday. Oh, okay, Happy Birthday. We're going to sing Happy Birthday. It's an interesting... That's fun.
And then you all piled in my house and said, I'm sorry.
I didn't clean.
I haven't slept in like a week. I'm sorry. We don't have any carpet. It's a mess in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then the poor people who are allergic to cats went home and died a little on the inside.
There were three people there last night allergic to cats. I'm like, usually I have a bowl of like Claritin or something.
Yeah, you were ill prepared for people. We had fun.
It was fun.
It was good.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
So anyways, do you want to open that now?
Not yet.
Okay, fine. We don't have to. This one from Matthew from Albuquerque to Sean Siegler, his best friend.
Good stuff.
Also going out to my best co-host.
Best co-host.
Best
ever.
Co-host. Well, ever right now. Oh, I mean, not all time, obviously.
I can deal with that one.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Over the ocean. Something I was not... That one from their Paper House album. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Friday.
Friday. Oh, wait, you have that song.
It is. Oh, you're right. I do. I forgot. I've been so distracted by somebody's birthday.
Aww.
I've completely forgotten everything else.
It's so sweet to act like you care.
Oh, hey, I was there last night. I was part of the...
You were.
Surprise birthday party.
Yes. Yeah. You were.
It is Friday, 6:30, which means Fry News Day. Are you ready?
Hold on. Breaking news. A first grader, Blake Harper, is the most popular kid in his school right now. Why? Thanks to a coolly shot free throw. Blake made the shot so that the entire school could get the day off on Super Bowl Monday. He was the final shooter as an 8th grader, and a 7th grader both missed. So he was the final shooter, and he got
it. What school does that? That's awesome!
I don't know, but it was a 1st grader that made it.
Wow.
Congratulations, Blake Harper.
Congratulations, Blake Harper.
The guy charged with keeping Amazon's data centers up and running says the NFL could have avoided its black eye for the price of about 2.5 Super Bowl ads.
Really?
That's kind of a lot of money still, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it was 40 minutes of lame for the Super Bowl. Let's be honest.
I know. Okay, that was actually the best part of the Super Bowl. I don't know if you were
the
actually...
blackout?
Yeah, the first time it's ever happened.
Whatever, all caps texting me about Destiny's Child. Don't try and pretend like you weren't freaking out excited.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Especially since your name is Michelle and your husband's name is Kelly. And
then we're going to have a daughter named Beyonce.
And you'll be Destiny's Child. Okay.
Breaking news. A flight bound for Manila made an emergency landing in India Thursday after a passenger gave birth to a boy while in the air.
Wow.
The plane, which took off from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. I'm very bad at my geography. Or geography, right?
Yes.
Made the unscheduled stop while the 30-year-old passenger gave birth.
Wow.
That's like, that's why people aren't supposed to fly when they're
pregnant. That's a rad story, though. Imagine you get to one up everybody telling that story. Like when he was like, oh, I was born. Yeah. He was born on an airplane.
That's so cool.
Who's traveling at 9 months? Wait a second. That's not cool.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to be on an airplane. Yo. Ready?
Yeah. Sorry.
A diner in England is busting British bellies with something called the Kids Breakfast. Kids, K-I-D-Z, Kids Breakfast, which weighs 9 pounds and includes a dozen sausages, eggs, and huge hunks of Canadian bacon along with a pile of potatoes.
Why?
Because. And my last bit of breaking news.
Okay, right.
Breaking news! Authorities in Wisconsin said a woman found to be living with too many rats running loose in her trailer home is being evicted.
Gross,
The sheriff's department said Darlene Fletoff would be evicted after health officials discovered the woman had been keeping more than 300 rats loose in her home since March of last year.
Gross! We grow our own veggies, and we had a mouse in the garden, and that dude freaked me out.
Okay, we had cockroaches for a while, and I was like, I'm going to get rid of these. We're going to spray. I'd rather have mice than this terrible infestation.
And they were
gross.
Like, oh, really?
And then, like, literally a week later, hold on, I can't.
Sorry.
I can't.
Sorry.
Okay. A week later.
You had mice.
I had it. I heard like, I'm like, what is that?
We're moving in.
And this little mouse, I can hear it in like the oven. I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is not okay. And I see it's not really in the oven. It's like crawling up this side and sits on top of our oven and just stares at us. It's like, hey.
I was in that house.
You were.
Was it like Ratatouille? Did he start talking and helping you make good food?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so we keep him around. But
no. That's all the spaghetti last night.
This was like a year ago. It was awful. I was like, oh my gosh, you cute little mouse. I'm going to kill you. And then we did.
What?
A little mouse trap.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then we had people come in and put stuff around the house too.
Like voodoo? What is that?
Voodoo,
like,
yeah. It was voodoo.
Well, I thought you were like making a circle around the mousetrap. I'm like, what?
And then like a star, and then we got some of its hair and put it on. Said a few things I learned from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And now we don't have mice. It's cool.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry, that's not what happened.
People are going to take you seriously and think you're not being funny.
Oh my gosh.
If you would like to send hate mail from Deuteronomy, studio@mystaticradio.com.
You don't have to worry about me. You have to worry about that crazy movie coming out on Valentine's Day.
Which one?
I don't want to talk about it. Remember when we went to go see The Hobbit?
Remember?
Oh, you remember that song, that movie that we went to go see? We went to go see The Hobbit, and then there were the trailers, and then everybody booed.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and then Lenya she shouted in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was hilarious.
That trailer was worth it just for that moment.
Yeah,
that was great. So yeah,
but so okay. All this to say, go full circle. No mice anymore.
No mice.
All
no
gone.
Mice problems.
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks.
Mo mice, mo problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna go.
Coming back, I'll talk about more birthdays and open my birthday present.
Oh, yes! We'll do that in 4.5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Right now, Mute Math, song called Plan B. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Mute Math, Plan B, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:40 now. Happy Friday, everybody. It is finally here. And Mitch has been counting the days, and I'm just finally glad it's here because that means birthday week is coming to an end. Woo!
Oh, here's a great thing about birthday week is that it ends on your birthday and then starts again on your birthday. So I have two birthday weeks, which means we get to continue this next week.
What?
Because it's still my birthday week. Like, until next Friday, it's still my birthday week.
So your birthday week goes until Friday?
Next Friday.
All right. I guess I can deal with that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
But for today, I'd like to wish a few
today
people.
Today is your actual birthday.
Today is my my real birthday, and I have a few birthday friends.
Okay.
That I'd like to talk about.
You learn any new birthday people?
Yes, Vince Neil.
No way, Motley Crue.
That's right.
62.
52. Also, Mary Steenburgen.
Really? 47.
60.
I don't know who
Back to the Future Part 3.
Oh, yeah!
Also, Imparented. Who is this the mom?
Yeah, she's the mom.
Imparented?
No, the movie, not the TV show. She was also in Lost... No, wait, not Lost Boys. She was in... what was she in? I don't remember. Steamer.
Elf.
Elf?
Who is she in Elf?
Oh, she was
James Conn's
Buddy's
wife.
Buddy's dad's wife.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
James
okay. Conn.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Also, Ted Koppel.
Ah, yes.
80. 73.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was guessing old.
Conductor, composer, John Williams.
What?
Same birthday.
John, you have the same birthday as Sean Williams?
I'm so excited right now.
I am too! The greatest composer in the history of the world!
We have the same birthday.
He has done some gems like this. He has done some gems like this. Oh, man. He has also done some gems. I have a lot of John Williams.
You do?
Huh? I just loves me some John Williams.
There's another
only
one
I
in
can
here
find
somewhere.
It.
It's probably not on the screen.
Oh, come on! There it is! Come on. He is, quite possibly, the greatest composer of all time. Did I say quite possibly? He's the greatest composer of all time. All time! John Williams! You're the greatest! You know what else he's done? Oh, no! Yes, the greatest composer of all time! Ah! That dude's timeless.
You forgot one that
Except he's not timeless, I guess, actually, because today's his birthday.
You didn't do one that he did.
Hold on, okay, here you go.
There it is.
Yeah. John Williams.
Yes.
Greatest composer of all time. Which is crazy, because he's still doing movies, which is, probably really difficult for an 85-year-old!
That was rude. What you just said was rude.
Why?
He's 81.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My sources lie.
Stop cheating! You can't cheat.
We just were guessing. That was his educated guess.
No, that was not. That was him looking it up and trying to communicate 81 to you, and you saw 85.
No. Darn. Thought I had that one. Dude! Stever.
Most recently?
Lincoln.
And before that?
Warhorse.
Yes!
Bam!
We have the same birthday.
That's pretty cool. Yes. You share a birthday with...
So, John Williams and I today, we're it's our birthday today.
Yeah.
Like, we're having the same thing today.
What?
Like, we're having the same, like, same day. It's our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Also to Creed Bratton from The Office and The Grassroots.
Oh, yes, 47.
70.
No clue who that is.
To Mary McCormick.
Mary McCormick?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
36.
44.
Really?
Yes.
I have a softball signed by her in my living room.
Really?
Yeah, when we were on
sense.
The Breaking Bad.
In plain sight
softball whatever thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian and Mary signed that for
That's
us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you know they're filming, Breaking Bad's filming their last episode here?
Yeah, I know.
Last.
Yeah. Final episode.
And also to Carly Warren from Judging Amy.
No way! I don't know what Judging Amy is.
I don't know who Carly Warren is.
49.
21.
Wow!
And last but not least, the person I know, always known I've shared a birthday with, Seth Green.
Hey, cool! 32.
39.
Seth Green is 39 years old. Wow. That dude looks young.
I know.
Stever.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How come, like, the people that are, like, really, like, you know they're old? You always go, 47!
Because that's old, man.
Oh, no, you did not.
I just can't think beyond that. That's like the number, you know? It's like
47.
It's got to be 47. Not many people live beyond that. That's old. Happy birthday, everybody.
And to James Dean, who is no longer with us.
James Dean, today's James. You share a birthday with James Dean?
Yes. I don't know
That's
how old
amazing.
He is. Or how
That's
old he
great.
Would be.
It's pretty great.
Can I open my present?
Yeah. It's not for me.
No.
You got your present yesterday. But we got you a Justin Bieber pillow.
Which was amazing because
it's a purple
pillow. I saw that pillow in the store before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I texted a picture of it to my friend Becca.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm really mad that this pillow's here because I can't buy it. Because I'm far too old to buy a pillow like this for myself.
And the funny thing is we were at the store where you buy said things. And my wife saw it and said, I'm getting that for Michelle right now. And I'm like, oh, man. And then she proceeded to make me carry it around the store for like 20 minutes, carrying this giant purple Justin Bieber pillow. Not a pillowcase.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a Justin Bieber pillow.
Pillow.
Yeah.
Yes, I got it yesterday and immediately just snuggled it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And talked about Justin for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I had to apologize to Kelly beforhand. I was like, you're going to hate part of her gift. Hate. And I'm sorry.
But I got Chrissy other amazing got things. It. I got a lot of tea.
Yeah.
A lot of teapot. Yeah. Amazing. And now I'm opening this
okay.
present from Celeste.
Here we go.
From Selly.
Let's see what it is.
She went all out. It looks like clothes. I guess presents. Oh, hold on. Ah! Card that I can read in just a second.
Oh, you don't have to read that on the air, though.
I don't know why I smelled it.
I don't know why you smelled it either. I'm like, you just smelled...
she got me a dress. She got me a dress.
That's cute.
My friends know me.
Yeah, I guess.
This is amazing.
You got tea, you got a Justin Bieber pillow, and you got a dress.
Super girly birthday.
There you go.
25th birthday. Try to make me feel young. When do
you're
I become
young,
old?
Bro. You don't. You don't. Because all of your friends, you're smart. Your friends are like older
uh-huh.
around you. And so, therefore, you're always going to be younger, so it doesn't matter. You're always going to feel younger.
Can I talk about one more thing from last night?
Yeah.
How amazing your kids are at guessing ages.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They guess ages like I do.
Yes.
They guess ages like
they
I do.
They get that from
it was
you.
Really. My favorite part was when Kelly, who...
My husband.
Looks...
My husband.
Young.
He looks very young.
Looks young. And so, Jack's talking to him. And trying to figure out how old he is. And his guess? 15.
Oh.
You are 15.
Oh.
Except Kelly went, yeah. And then Jack says, seriously? That was amazing. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Mitch married a 15-year-old, everybody.
Yes, when he was 13.
Yeah.
12, actually. He would have been 12.
Yeah, my kids aren't the best at that. Because then Rachel, who looks young.
Yeah, she looks also.
What was the first guess?
26.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He goes high or low. He's like you at guessing games. Yeah. It's the worst. It's terrible. So, there it is. All right. Happy birthday
Thank
to you.
Thank you. I will get off the topic of my birthday now.
Yes, okay. We got Sam Swan coming in about 10 minutes away from that. We're going to talk about superstitions. And one gentleman who held so dearly to a superstition, he actually quit his job over it. So we're going to talk more about that coming right back. Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. Song called My Name is Eustace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes.
It is Friday. Fun Joke Friday. It is finally Friday. It's just straight up Friday. So what can we say?
It's the best
Joining
day of
us,
the week.
It really is. Best day of the year. Best. I mean, let's be honest.
Today is the best day of the year, for
I know.
Sure.
So I'm trying to say. I'm with you.
You agree.
I do. That's I really so cool. do. Today is my co-host's birthday.
Yes.
Also happens to be the day that Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Mitch.
Hey, I got some...
For your birthday, Sam got you something amazing.
Where were you going with that?
He got you a hilarious message on Twitter.
I got a hilarious message from you on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. I found out about that.
Yeah, so you found out.
Yes. Yeah, he tweeted about
hacked.
It.
I was hacked. My account was hacked, and then I got hacked off.
Oh, man.
Hackers, you know, I'm sure God loves them, but I am not real friendly towards them right now. The weird thing was I was on Twitter. I was looking at Twitter. I was looking at my Twitter feed.
Yeah, you clicked a link.
No, I didn't click anything. Somebody hacked my account. They hacked my password and the whole thing. So, because I never click anything unless it's from somebody that I know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I, and it's possible, I said I didn't click a link. Maybe I did click one from somebody I know, but it went like to a legitimate ministry blog. It didn't.
Right.
So anyway.
So I think.
So I'm looking at Twitter and I'm getting all these text messages and people are hitting me on Facebook. You know, my phone alerts me when I get a Facebook message, not necessarily on my wall, but a message. And it says, you've been hacked. Your Twitter account's been hacked. And I'm looking at the Twitter feed. I'm going, my account is not sending anything. And then my daughter Emily says, check the direct messages.
Uh-huh.
So then I went to the direct message folder and there's like this 9-mile list of, that's an exaggeration. The people that I follow.
Yeah. Right.
Got messages from me. Some of them, I didn't look. I just kind of saw one or two words as I'm deleting them, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I changed my password, because I was like, oh, my gosh, these people, because some of those people, they don't know me. They just follow me because I'm like a ministry leader. And so they've followed me because I follow other ministry leaders, and they're just following me also.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're going to think all this weird stuff about me. So I changed my password right away. And then I sent out this apology tweet. I sent about three of them because I'm like...
Freaking out.
And thankfully, one of my friends, one of the youth pastors at our church, one of our churches here in the city, he called me after their Wednesday night stuff. He called and said, dude, I don't know if you know this or not. And I said, I already know. Thanks for looking out for me. He goes, because it's... The one he got was...
Hilarious!
I can't read mine out loud.
She can't read hers out loud. I got one.
I got one, the girl, a friend of mine in Phoenix that was in my youth group in Las Cruces, she sent me a screenshot of what her said, and it said, click here to see the nasty things people are saying about you, and then it gave the link. And she said, I was pretty sure that wasn't from you, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I do know things that people are saying about you, but I would never post it on Twitter like that. So, of course, she thought that was funny too, but so I said, thanks for giving me all the, he said, the one I got was pretty bad. And I said, dude, I'm so embarrassed. He goes, it happens to everybody.
It does.
And he said, thankfully, your reputation.
Yeah.
Most of the people that really know you are that are following you are going to know that this was a hack job. Right. So I went ahead and tweeted that just to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was terrible.
So lesson learned for everybody else, no matter what, if you get a direct message from Sam Swan, don't click the link.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. From anybody, really. I'll never click the link. I do the same thing.
Especially on direct message. Yeah.
So I got a message from you. I was just curious to see if it was you or if it's right here. Look, Sam Swan.
I got to put my glasses on.
So, no, you don't need to. Trust me. I'm going to read it on the air.
Oh, don't do that.
So I get this email and it's like,
from you?
It says from Sam Swan. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, Sam sent me a direct message on Twitter.
How sweet.
And it says,
how sweet.
Yo! First of all, it starts off with yo, and I'm like, Sam Swan, is he trying to be funny? Like, I don't know if he's trying to be funny. But it says, yo, this cracker is blogging offensive lies about you. And then there's a link for this blog that this cracker is, you know. I was in tears. Because I'm like, what? Why was Sam Swan? Well, my son's name is Cracker Jack, and I do call him Cracker, so maybe he was like, and so he thought that was ironic and funny.
Yeah.
And then Mitch shared the one that she got, and I said, okay, he got hacked.
Yeah.
Because she can't repeat hers.
I can't
on the air.
Say mine.
You used some really choice words, sir.
I did not use any words. My choice was no words.
Oh, man.
If anybody that's listening
follows
me on Twitter, the direct message that was sent from my account, I want to clarify. That did not come from me.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I know they steal passwords and hack stuff like that. The crazy thing is that my wife's email account was hacked the day before that.
Wow.
So I guess they're going through
passwords.
The alphabet.
Maybe.
Yeah, I told her that. I mean, we've got it fixed. But.
Yeah.
And then I guess they did some kind of setting thing because then she wasn't getting any email at all.
Right.
She said, send me a, she texted me, send me a test email. So I, from the Babs feeling, I sent one to her. And
Sure enough, nothing.
It bounced right back to me. So she went in, she called her email folks and said, hey, what's going on?
I got hacked.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
So yesterday, anything that I have a password for, I've now changed it, which is bad because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to have to keep sending. And the security question, you know.
Yeah.
They're different. If
what
it's
was
something
your third
like
dog
my mother's maiden name,
that,
exactly. Yeah. I can answer that one. But if it's like, what was the city you were born in? Well, I mean, I can answer that.
Okay.
But I've answered it different ways because I was born in England on an Air Force base. And so I don't know if I've said Chevelston, England, or if I've said RAF Mildenhall, or if I just said Mildenhall, England. Or so I don't, I don't hate hackers. I dislike them with the white
you
hot intensity of a thousand suns.
You dislike their choices.
Yeah.
You hate their choices.
I don't like what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I know what happens to everybody.
It really does.
I was embarrassed, though.
It was hilarious,
but
not.
It was really funny.
Yeah. So you gotta be careful, no matter what, if you get an email from something, no matter how legit it looks. Like, if I get a message from Twitter or eBay or any of those things, rather than clicking a link on any email, I'll just go to the website and check through there, and if it's legit, it'll pop up. And so, that's the way I
You know, the great thing about email and on the computer, rather than on your phone, is that when you roll your mouse over that link,
right.
don't click it. If you just roll your mouse over there, it comes up at the bottom or somewhere on your screen what the link goes to, and you can tell that right away.
If
but
it's
on the
real,
phone, you can't. It's hard to tell. Pretty much, I'm not going to send a link.
Right.
On direct message. If I'm going to if I'm going to send a link, it's going to be in the main Twitter feed.
Especially
because
if you're cursing in the.
Exactly.
Pretty sure that didn't come.
Yeah.
From
if
you.
I'm going to cuss at you, it might be a direct message.
Well, I was going to believe mine.
Static.
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean,
hey,
how's it going, man?
Not much. I would chime in on this. I got that direct message from Sam Swan, too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. So I clicked on the link, and my computer has a little firewall on it. It knew that little link, so it said, get me out of here, so I clicked that.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to the page.
Yeah, good job, you.
good job. Sean, don't click links that you're not sure of.
Don't click links.
Don't click links because it's not safe.
It's not real.
Yep.
That means in a couple days I'm going to get a link from you.
Yep.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, man. Well, thanks for chiming in.
Okay,
Sean.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for bringing that up on the air, too.
Hey.
We all need a dose of humility, and I got a big one, so.
See, now you know, apparently we're terrible friends because we both got that message, and
I was
like we should say something.
I know.
No, don't allude to it. Let's wait till he's on the air.
I was just thinking
two
that.
Days after he's been hacked.
So, really, I'm kind of glad I didn't know it was your birthday, mate.
Yeah, see?
See how we are?
I know.
We just think we're friends.
Hey, are you going to answer the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, answer the phone.
Static.
Hey, so happy birthday, Mitch, first.
Yeah, thank you.
I wanted to just say I know, Antoine, what it's like to accidentally do something you don't mean to do.
Right.
The topic on Static was like New Mexico isms, and I automatically have Static and one other radio station in town in my phone, you know. Edge, and so I got really excited because I thought of these really sweet New Mexicoisms, and I just called up what I thought was Static Radio, and the first, and I say, I said, Allah, that girl is all crazy, híjole, and it was accidentally the Edge.
Yeah.
They were like,
oh man.
Nicely
and
done.
Apparently, they had been talking like to some MMA fighter or something. And
no way.
It was like a call in, or I don't know, but it was funny. They had no clue what was going on. And then I looked down, I was like, the Edge. Oh.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Super. That's great.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
I love it.
So I'm right there with you, Sam. I'm sorry, buddy.
Thanks.
You know, sometimes things just happen. You don't mean to happen.
I know, man. Thanks for feeling my pain, bro.
Love you too. Amazing.
Awesome. What that phone call was encouraging.
Yeah. See?
Rather than poking fun at me like my two friends in the studio.
He was
encouraging and saying, hey, it happens to all of us. You people were saying it only happened to Sam, but let's
not
tell him.
Fun.
Let's not tell him.
I just understand.
Let's hope. Actually, I know it's... No, okay, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
This was... What this was you guys all thought... Sam has other friends, and they will, I'm sure they will contact him and let him know.
Yeah,
and if
absolutely.
Not, we're going to bring it up on the air.
Exactly.
And make even more fun of it.
It makes for a good topic, too.
It absolutely does.
I mean, everybody's been hacked at one point, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Always embarrassing.
Oh, it's super embarrassing. You have to apologize 1,000 times profusely because of all of the weird emails that are sent out or whenever you're hacked.
The one that, when they hacked my wife's account, what they sent was the one that we were stranded in Scotland.
No way!
And we had been mugged, and we need $4,780 to get home. Thankfully, you know, as soon as I walked in the Baptist building, three of the ladies said, your wife's email is, we didn't know until I got to the Baptist building.
Yeah.
So I also got this phone call from one of our friends, our sons hang out together, and she called and she goes, I'm pretty sure that you guys are okay, but we got this email and I just want to call and make sure. And I said, I really appreciate it. Neither one of us are in Scotland.
It depends how much are you willing to wire.
And actually what I told her was, I said, so we don't need the money to get home from Scotland, but if you still want to send me $4,700, don't send it to who they want you to send it.
Right.
Just send it directly to me, or just drop it by when you drop your son off at my house. That'll be totally fine. And then I traded some emails with some folks who were alerting us, and I said, I didn't send Brenda to Scotland by herself or anything either. That didn't happen. And I said, and I suppose if she wanted to send me away, it wouldn't be somewhere as nice as Scotland. So then she hit back. She's actually the financial lady at our building. And she said, well, if you do go, make sure you take plenty of money because we're not paying to get you back.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, feel the love. Yeah.
See, I would have rolled with it. Hi, we're in Scotland. Send us money.
Please.
You acquired this terrible accent.
I can do a better Irish than I can do a Scottish,
so I'd rather
go to Ireland.
Hey.
If I'm going to the British Isles, I'm going to England. I want to see where I was born.
So. Ah, true. There you go.
So, did you guys hear about the fire at the circus?
No.
No.
It was intense.
Oh man. I got it. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is here. You can get your jokes in facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. We are 2 minutes behind.
Oh, no! We are so behind, and you need to, you know, your traffic.
Yep.
There's bridge repair on Montaño, northwest at Culture. There's road construction. The left lane is closed, lead west at Broadway, and same construction closed due to this said construction. Unser between McMahon and Bandelier, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now on facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up, going to be talking about superstitions and a gentleman who is willing to quit his job over his. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, song called Face Down. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
They will be here Tuesday.
Okay. Can
Just
we talk about how close
short days.
Tuesday is?
Yeah.
It's less than a week away, so you have to get your tickets now. MyStaticRadio.com. They're only $15 for an awesome show and to benefit Static Radio.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, come Tuesday afternoon when you're like, dude, I should get my tickets in advance. They're going to be gone.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get them at the door,
mm-hmm.
and they're $20 at the door.
Yeah, you can't buy... ticket sales will probably stop online.
Yeah, that's what I just
super
said.
Super early.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But that maybe they didn't understand.
Oh, okay.
Reiterating.
All right.
In a different... Whoopsies.
MyStaticRadio.com. Get your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It's going to be incredible. Did I mention Spoken's going to be there for their CD release as well?
It's a band, and also a band they're bringing.
Yeah, Rest, opening up the show. And, man, 5 years since Spoken has launched a new record. They will have it. They will be there. CD release show, along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Tickets are only $15. Get your tickets. Static!
Hey there, Michelle. I've got some jokes for you.
Oh,
good.
Snap.
And you also said my name correctly.
I know. My mom taught me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Is this Katie Lynn?
This is.
Hey, happy birthday!
Hi.
Hi.
So, if you and I were both candles, Michelle, I'd tell you, happy birthday. favorite little sparrows, I'd say, happy birthday. To our dogs, I'd say, happy birthday. And if we were both really sick, I'd say, happy birthday. Okay. That's all the ones I could think of real quick. But I hope you have an incredible day.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, Kate, I think somebody else wants to say something, too. Stever.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning, Katie Lynn.
Good morning.
And Mitch.
Good morning.
I missed yesterday.
Yes, you did.
So, and I did call Katie.
Yes. Yeah.
But happy birthday to both of you. You're both close to the same age, but you're not. Happy birthday, especially to Katie, because I love her a whole lot more.
That's acceptable.
Happy birthday, young ladies, trying to be funny on the radio. I got a joke, too, I got to tell you. Happy birthday, to you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I love you, Katie Lynn.
That was awesome.
I was supposed to do that on the radio yesterday, and I missed her text, and I was being a terrible dad.
Man. Man.
No.
Awful.
See, she agreed.
I'm going to lunch with her today.
That's
there
right.
You go. Making up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there it is. Aww. You too, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
All right, later. There it is.
Was that better?
That
yeah,
was better.
There you go.
Okay, and I'll find this joke.
Yeah.
It's someone else's joke, but I'm going to find it. Someone did it on Facebook, and I thought, oh, that would be perfect for tomorrow.
That's right. Fun Joke Friday.
You're probably wondering why. Why so many jokes? Because it's Fun Joke Friday.
Absolutely. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sam Swan hanging with us.
I have a few on Facebook. Sam, would you like to hear a joke?
Yes.
Okay. How did Moses make his tea? How does Moses make his tea?
There you go.
Gotta
be present tense.
Yeah, that's true. I have no idea.
He brews it.
Oh.
He brews it.
That's why it couldn't be how you did.
That's the name of my favorite coffee shop. He brews.
No. Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I made that up.
That's a fun joke Friday.
I'm participating. I'm playing.
And why did everyone like the mushroom?
Why?
Because he was a fun guy.
Oh, man. I'm not rimshotting that one. No,
thank you. Thank you. It's Fun Joke Friday.
Can you really rimshot your own joke?
Yes,
we never have established any rules on that, have we?
Yeah, true. Stever.
Okay, I found it.
Okay.
Okay, a la Joel Hicks, an older radio guy than me that looks like Santa Claus.
All right.
Okay. Sam might be the only one that gets this. Because he's my age. Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Why?
Because if it had four doors, it'd be a chicken sedan.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's a good one.
I get it.
It's a good one.
That is good.
They don't call them coupes and sedans anymore.
They don't.
Huh?
They don't.
It's just two-door or four-door.
Two-door, four-door.
Yeah.
They don't even have really hatchback anymore. They used to have a thing called a hatchback, which most of them are now hatchbacks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The whole thing opens up instead of a trunk.
Yeah.
It's an interesting evolution that automobiles have made.
Stever.
Hey, you know what they call those now?
Huh.
What?
Three-door.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Call it a three-door.
Hatchback is a three-door.
I'm good. I'm going out the back.
Yeah.
Going out the rear door.
All right, what do we got?
What's the only bad word a garbage truck knows?
What?
Beep.
So what you're saying is garbage trucks are self-editing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty
very good.
What did the snail say when he got on the turtle's back?
What?
Hey, hey, not so fast. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I stepped on your joke, on your punchline.
Okay, I have another one.
Terrible.
This is probably I'm going to go out on a limb and just read this one.
Okay.
What does the mermaid wear to math class?
What?
An algae bra.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
An algae bra. I'm
glad to see you're branching out by going out on that limb.
That was terrible.
Barking up the wrong tree there, man.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
Let's just leave that alone, shall we?
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Okay, so what did the Lone Ranger sing while he was taking out the trash?
What?
To the dump, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't know protocol. If somebody is asking a riddle and you know the answer, are you supposed to give it or do you just pretend and say, no, because I knew that one.
Oh, I mean,
I figured that one out. And,
okay.
And not that I figured them all out. I'm not that smart. I mean, I'm smart, but I'm not that
smart. I try and ruin Mitch's jokes.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I didn't know him, so
no, I don't. Tell me. Okay, that's good. I just want to know what the protocol is.
Okay, yeah. This one's good. Hipster Christian. I married my wife before I knew her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. You know, sadly, that's true for some people.
No. But that's good.
Like,
no, I know.
Biblically new.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
got
get
it.
I
got
know.
It.
Like, Adam knew.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it. Thanks.
No? Okay.
Okay, yeah. Genesis chapter 4. I gotcha. Yeah.
I thought that was another one of my spam tweets that was coming up. Wasn't sure what was up with that.
All right, it is Fun Joke Friday, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I wanted to talk about something.
Okay, let's do this.
Superstitions! Now, I call it a superstition. Some people might get mad at me for calling this a superstition.
We'll see.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to get mad and tell me I'm wrong. But we have a Baptist in studio, so he'll set me straight.
Because that's what Baptists do.
That's what they do.
Yes. We go around setting people straight.
Well, a Tennessee maintenance worker quit his job after he received his W-2 tax form. And the reason behind that is this 52-year-old born-again Christian got his W-2, getting ready to do his taxes, sees his tax return and or his W-2, and printed on his W-2 is the number 666! I know!
Wow.
I know!
Was that the only number? I mean, was that a part of the long list of numbers?
Apparently, no. Apparently, the number was his employee number. Obviously, number 666. Commonly referred to, number of the beast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Satan's number. Revelation 13:18 in the New Testament says, here's wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, which is 666.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this isn't the first time that this dude has had a work-related run-in with this number when he first got his job back in 2011. 666 was the number given to him when he clocked in. He freaked out then.
Wow.
And forced them to change it, so they changed it to 668. So I guess a few months later, the company updated its clocking system. He was again assigned the number 666.
Wow. That's
so
bad
luck. So he quit
luck.
His job, but then returned to work after being given yet another new number. So all this is happening. Then he gets his W-2 form, and sure enough... Oh, 666, the humanity!
Oh, no.
He spoke with the vice president of sales and marketing about the W-2 form. He explained that the number referred to, I guess, the order in which the tax documents were mailed out. So that just happened to be the 666th tax form that was mailed out. Thus, the 666. He's seeking a new W-2 with a different number on it because he refuses to file his taxes...
With that number.
With that number.
Okay. Well.
Can we talk about this?
Apparently we're going to.
I mean, you're okay. Baptist and you guys are kind of uppity and freaky.
Some of us.
So.
But not unlike, you know, some.
Obviously I'm joking. I grew up Baptist.
I know.
So because of that, I knew some of them.
I know you are. But probably, maybe some out there don't.
Probably some out there don't. Yeah, thus me explaining why I'm joking. Because I don't want anybody to freak out.
That's right.
Ah, that guy.
Send your emails to
studio.
At studio.
Yes, studio at mystaticradio.com. I read them and love them.
Yes.
I cherish them and I will respond to them. But here's the thing. Am I making light of something? Or is this really that big a deal? That, man, got a tax return.
I don't I don't know. First of all, I don't know the guy.
Right.
And so,
he's from Tennessee, Bible Belt.
Which probably, I probably do know him better than I think I do. we do things out here in the West a little differently.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're making light of it. I do think that we do get a little freaked out about things that we don't really need to be freaking out about. And the things that we should be freaking about, we sometimes stay away from. I mean, or we don't pay any attention to that at all. And
right.
I know that's an incredibly vague statement. But I'm not so sure that... I have no doubt that when all of that stuff plays out the way in Revelation, the way that God has it all, all set up to play out, and I don't even fully understand all of that, and there's a whole bunch of different views, and I don't want to get into
all
that stuff.
Please explain all the book of Revelation to us right now. So easy.
I am a pan-millennialist. Yeah. It's all going to pan out in the end. That's
like
kind of
that.
How I look at it. So
there you go.
I do think that at some point in the history of mankind, there is going to be some type of a identifying mark.
Right.
That, I mean, I the Bible says that.
Right.
There's no denying
absolutely
that. There, we're getting closer and closer to stuff like that all the time. It starts with the implanting, with all the information of a chip in our animals, in our pets. Now we have, there's credit cards that you can do that same kind of thing for you personally. And there's, it's, you know, we were talking about stealing identities and hacking into accounts and stuff. One way to get rid of that is if you have it on your person.
Right.
And it's not in a card or something like that, and you swipe your hand. So we're kind of moving in those directions for those kind of things, and it's under the guise of security.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And under that guise right now, it might just be security, but who knows how all that's going to play out and who's going to become in charge of all of that stuff. A W-2 form that happens to be the 666th form that comes across, I can see why somebody who follows Christ would be that would get our attention. It would kind of freak me out. If I had a license plate, if my car license plate had the three letters and then the three numbers 666, I would ask MVD or DMV
can I
have
plate?
The next one?
I don't want
I'll
my car
667.
To explode. Yeah,
yeah. It's just a freaky.
Yeah,
I just want to stay away from that.
But I remember going to like a Mickey D's or somewhere getting some fast food, and the total was $6.66.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember tacking on like an apple pie or something because
that's weird.
I don't want to pay for that.
I don't want to pay that. You know, I'll pay more.
That's the devil's price.
Right.
I went to a restaurant and my receipt number was 666.
Yeah.
And I just want you guys to know that I'm fine. I ate the food.
Oh, you ate the food?
I ate the food.
And you lived.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, cool.
Because as long as we track things with number, we chronologically track things, and that's a good way to catalog and keep track of things.
Right.
You know, this was the first one, this is number two, this is three, and so on. Those kind of anomalies are going to show up. So I don't know that I would have quit my job over that.
Right.
And if I was a friend to this guy, I would try to help him to relax a little bit.
I think,
but it is kind of weird for this guy that it's happened
it's like the third time.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to check the back of his head and see if there's a tattoo back there, because that may be, you know, if you see those movies that I don't like to watch because they scare me.
Right. The immediate things that came to my mind were, A, greater is he that is in me
than he that is in the world. Absolutely.
One scripture. The second scripture is, we are not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I think sometimes we become so fearful and afraid, like this number, if I'm in this movie theater and I see this movie trailer, if I do these things, I'm condemning myself, if I stand here, if I'm here, it'll infiltrate my faith, and I will somehow unknowingly not be saved anymore.
Yeah.
As if that's going to be the case. You know, people terrified of the number or of, you know, well, I can't do this. I can't have this kind of credit card thing because that's the number of the beast. And by taking that, I'm unknowingly giving up my salvation.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the scary part about the story is that so often, and it's not just this dude, so often.
It happens a lot.
Look at Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Look at the arguments over the years, because
even there were even some people who did that for Narnia too.
People did that for Narnia, dating way back before then. Cinderella, Cinderella, because the little mice and the big
bobbity boo,
and that just the fact that you said that on Christian radio, you're now going to hell. because back then it was such a terrifying, that's witchcraft, that little round girl, what was she called, the fairy godmother?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Little plump little, yeah. She's the devil.
You're going to get more and, trouble for that than
I probably
else.
Am. Yeah. But, you, but it's that? The truth. And no, people were freaking out over Cinderella because, you know, that was satanic and that was witchcraft. And now over the, you know, either people have just forgotten about that argument or have decided to move on to other things.
And
I
think that there is no doubt that we have blurred lines that probably, or we have allowed lines to become blurred that we should never have allowed, and we ourselves have blurred them. But I, the passage you quoted, Timothy.
Yeah.
The sound mind part. We spend a lot of time on the power.
Yeah.
But we often leave out the sound mind.
Yeah, we
of all people should have sound minds if we're living in the wisdom of God and the discernment of God. If he's working in our lives and helping us, then we should be able to handle things a little better. Now, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that with Christ in our life we don't have any problems. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that
we should have the capability to
withstand those things because of God's power through the Holy Spirit working in and through us in the midst of those situations.
Right.
We can pray all we want. God, remove me from this, but he may not remove us. He may lead us a little further in than what we want to do, but it's all for perseverance. To strengthen our faith and like James talks about. But as back to the whole thing about freaking out about that, I think we need to exercise, use
no
our sound mind. Yeah, no pun intended, exactly. Oh, yeah, see, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I'm hilarious and I don't even know it. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm here all week, folks. Actually, I'm here next week.
Oh, man.
Try the veal. Although I don't like veal. That's just baby cow. But anyway... Yeah, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
Although I do think in his case, it is a little freaky that it's come up
third
more than
time.
One time.
Yeah.
At the same job.
If it was the sixth time, I mean, he should just run to Norway.
You know what we should do? We should send him an email and make sure that we are the 666th email.
Oh, man. See, I just messed up.
I'm sorry. That was evil.
Static!
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, this is a trip that you're talking about that, too, because... My daughter's birthday is December 22nd.
Okay.
And it's so weird because they say it's like a psychological thing, like a subconscious thing that, you know, your mind wants to look at the clock or something. But I always see 12:22 like in the afternoon, like for some reason. And my job, I get in and out of the vehicle, you know, we do a job, we get back in, go to the next one. And for some reason, it pops up so many times. And even at home, like, if I'm up late, I'll be like, oh, what time is it? And it's 12:22. And then, like, I went to go put gas one time, and the gallons was 12:22.7 or something like that. And then it's just that number, costly, and then we did a job, and the address was 12:22.
Right.
It was just trippy. You know, I don't think really too much of it. I just know that my daughter's going to be, you know, the rocketest chick, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've been seeing it, but
so because you see the 12:22, automatically the association there. It's almost like when you buy a car and you think you're the only one that owns this white Ford Escort.
Yeah, and then you see
everywhere because you're aware of it. So
but the 666—that's pretty crazy. But he's broke now, so now what's gonna happen?
Right now, exactly.
Okay, and before I go, I just gotta say, Mitch, happy birthday!
Thank you.
And, you know, I really thought the show was going to suck when they got a chick, but it rocked.
Thank you for your encouragement.
No, man, I mean, you're great.
Oh,
and happy birthday, and have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, my
The ever
heavens.
So encouraging pool boy from Cruises.
Pool boy from Cruises. At least he's honest.
Yes.
That was worse.
I thought the show was going to suck, too, so we were on the same page.
Amazing. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this gentleman from Tennessee who apparently quit his job over the identity he was given, his clock-in number, 666, until they gave him a new clock-in number. He returned back to work.
Yeah.
But recently received his W-2 for doing taxes, and stamped on it was the number 666. And so refuses to do his taxes. He quit his job. He doesn't want to do the taxes with this one until they send him a new one with a different stamped number on it. And so we're just kind of talking about this. 505-338-3700. Paul in Houston says, Just this morning, he was behind a state police officer with the license plate number 00666. He said he had fire reflecting in his sunglasses, and as I passed him, I screamed out, "Get thee behind me!"
And then, it's amazing.
And then he said, true story, except for the last two parts, actually, so.
Oh. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, what a. Static!
Morning! Okay, hey, I think there's, like, some sort of demon working in this guy's life, attacking him. Because, like, you know, the demon of fear, it works on you. It's like, you know, my grandma always said, don't believe, she doesn't believe in luck. And I think if you don't believe in superstitions, superstitions won't bother you.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I think that those things, like, I think they come about because you
put power, you give power to it, you put power behind it.
Right, get the behind me Satan, right on, you know?
Right.
Well, I'm greater than he, right, you've got it all. I can do all things, you know, and get courage. That's great.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, I think that there's someone in payroll that...
it's just a jerk. This would be hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This guy, like, she, you know, like, maybe she likes him and he just, like, won't give him the time of day or something. I don't know.
It's a woman in HR.
Amazing. So it was the woman. It was the woman's
from a
fault.
Demonic story to
the woman in
Peyton
HR.
Place.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
It was the woman you gave me, Lord.
Or 90210.
Thanks for the call.
Some other kind of soap.
505-338-3700, the phone number, just before 8 o'clock. Got to take a quick break, but talking about this gentleman who quit his job over his W-2 that has the number 666 printed on it. Thought we'd get your thoughts on it. Also, Fun Joke Friday.
What street do ghosts haunt?
What?
Dead ends.
Oh. Wow. With that, we'll take a quick break. We got a brand new Fiction Family on the way back and more of your calls. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Red. Hold me now. Because I just got a W-2 that says 666 on it. At least that's what we're talking about.
Get over it.
I know. Tennessee man quits his job after getting a W-2 with a 666 on it. That's what we're talking about. Welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us.
Yes, I am.
That's right. Talking a little bit about superstitions and the power in these things. We want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to jump back to the discussion on the Mark of the Beast there for a second.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, I was doing some research, and I found this company that was kind of crazy. It was called Digital Angel, of all things.
Oh, okay.
And
that sounds ominous and creepy.
Doesn't it? They were actually manufacturing RFID chips for tests in corporations and high-level military.
Wow.
So this has been going on for years now. They just, I think, are working through a deal to sign to a company called AllFlex. But it's something I like to tell people because a lot of people don't realize it's been being tested in humans for a long time. And I'm not trying to say anything one way or another, but
right.
It's just kind of a neat, you know, it's crazy that society is kind of at that level and it's just kind of under the radar a lot of times. So just wanted to bring that up.
Right on, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Cool.
505-338-37.
You know, that's a lot of the way that the enemy is going to do things. Is under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, I heard this skit one time where the guy, there, it's like two demons talking, and he says, "Remember what our leader says. Behold, I stand at the door and pick the lock."
Right.
Because he's going to subversively.
Right.
And stealthily sneak in.
Now,
he also roams around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
But he also can appear as an angel of light, which means he is, and he's the father of lies. So he's going to be deceptive in what he does.
Now you got to remember, whether it be through Job or it be, I think of when Christ was talking to Peter and he's like, "Hey, so the devil is asking for you.
Yeah.
Dude wants to sift you like wheat, bro." I mean,
how is that not the scariest verse ever? Well, that verse scares me.
But then to me, you think about it and the devil had to ask.
Yeah.
And the devil comes to God through Job and says, "Well, what about this guy?"
Yeah.
And God says, "Okay, you can do this. Don't harm a hair on his head.
Right.
I'm going to allow this, but don't do this." And I think sometimes we freak out because we're like, if I got a W-2 with a 666 on it, I just allowed Satan in and he's going to destroy my universe.
Yeah.
And we give that so much weight and so much power and forget that he who has conquered the world,
yeah.
And that we don't have to be afraid of things like that. And we are not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But we're so terrified, it like petrifies us to a place where we don't move forward. We're just kind of stuck standing where we're at because we're too afraid to go outside, and we don't want our kids to ever see the light of day or God forbid, television or public school or anything like that because, you know, and now, of course, there are many different reasons why. I don't want a blanket statement, homeschooling or private school or anything like that.
Right.
My kids go to a private Christian school. But at the same time, I think some of the reasons behind why people do them, the motivations of the heart behind why, come from a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
We don't need to have that.
Yeah.
505-338-3700.
Who knows why that person has that kind of fear in their life?
Yeah.
There could have been some whack things or even, and there is, you know, sad to say, there's some spiritual abuse out there from professing believers,
right?
Mm-hmm.
who would use that as a form of control over the people in their congregation. And we see stuff like that in the news. All of us see that all the time.
I think that's why Thessalonians calls us to test all things, to keep what is good, expel, you know, because it's like there's some whack theology out there, there's some craziness out there, and it can terrify, scare, well, I was going to say scare the hell out of you, quite literally,
or
maybe scare the hell into you to where you're so afraid of hell that you can't do anything for
without
the kingdom.
Fear. Yeah.
Right.
Static.
Hey, it's Morden.
Morning.
Morning. I have a scary joke for you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So what does a 500-pound mouse say?
What? Oh,
wow, that's just creepy.
That is really creepy. Especially since they found like huge mice in the sewers in New York
recently.
Yeah, I would think that 500-pound mouse could say pretty much anything he wants
to. He really could. Yeah. Really could, yeah.
And I thought it would be more like, here, kitty, kitty,
if that rat is talking at all.
Yes. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you're just joining us, a Tennessee maintenance worker quit his job after discovering the number 666 printed on his W-2 form. Now, here's the creepy part. He's 52 years old, born-again Christian, and his quote was, God is worth more than money, which I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I guess when he got the job, he was assigned the number 666 to be used when he clocked in, and he didn't want anything to do with that, so they changed it to 668. However, I guess a few months later, the company updated its clock-in system. He was reassigned a number. He was given 666 again. He quit his job over it, but then later returned to work after being given yet another new number. But apparently, they talked to Bob LaCourcy, the vice president of sales and marketing for this company, his former company, I should say, about his W-2 form, and I guess it was the number referred to the order in which the tax documents were mailed, so he was the 666, which would make sense if that was his clock-in number. Maybe he was 666th employee.
What if he changed his last name? Because alphabetically, it's probably done alphabetically also. Or it could be...
I don't know, man. Well, yeah.
Because the financial standpoint, it has to be tracked with a number.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably tied to his alphabetical. It could be his hire date. It could be all kinds of things.
Yeah, so the dude quit his job again.
Maybe he quit.
He's seeking a new W-2 now with a different number on it. He says he cannot file his taxes with this one. I mean, he won't do it. And so we just kind of started talking a little bit about quote-unquote superstitions and, you know, what we as Christians believe or whatever.
I think it's crazy how much we desire some sort of ritualistic thing to go on in our life.
Yeah.
Like, whether it be some Christian superstition, what about like praying at a certain time or before bed every single day and not breaking that ever, and then if you do, God's not gonna bless you or whatever, to like knocking on the window as you go through a yellow light out of habit. It's just some sort of ritual.
It's
I'm sorry, did you
go ahead. Go Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, it's my son.
Hello,
it's son.
It's Fun Joke Friday, right?
Yes.
Yo, it's Fun Joke Friday.
Yes, it is. And I've been relying on you. I'm so proud and happy that you called.
Speaking of prayers, my son last night, this is Jack, everybody, 9-year-old son. Last night we were all praying together as a family, and he prayed that Fun Joke Friday would be a great success. Praying for you, Mitch.
Thank you. And guess what? It has been. It has been a success.
So do you want to help make it a great success, son?
I have to, and then I'll give, and then Luke has... a joke.
Okay,
cool.
you guys did this one. How is it hard to open a piano?
Why is it hard to open a piano?
Why?
Because all the keys are inside.
Oh!
That was a really good one. I liked it the second time I heard it, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I have another one.
Okay.
Why couldn't a monkey file his paperwork?
Why?
Because he's a monkey.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It makes so much sense.
The funniest things are real life.
Exactly. It's so true.
Oh, all right. Amazing. Thank you, Jack.
Now Luke has some jokes.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Okay, I'm giving it to him.
Okay, thank you.
Why couldn't the monkey climb the tree?
Why?
Because he was dead.
Wow. That was the most morbid joke.
That's just sad. I have a tear in my I got a tear in my eye.
Thank you, Luke.
Oh, thank you, Luke.
Do you have another one? Or is that it?
He put the phone down. He was like,
done.
That's it for me.
Done. Okay.
I got the lab I wanted.
Luke is out of here. Peace.
Are you done, Luke?
Are you done, kiddo? Looks like he's done.
He's still on.
Oh. There it is. The Jeter boys. Amazing kids right there. All right. I'll give them the. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Can I tell a funny Jeter boy story?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had a surprise party, and the Jeter boys showed up to my house, and they were there. And somebody brought strawberries. And there was like this deformed strawberry that looked like the Batman symbol.
It was amazing.
Like, this is so cool. And Chrissy, his beautiful wife, was like, You have to show the boys. Go show the boys. So I go over and show them. I'm like, guys, look at this crazy strawberry. And Jack is like, they're both playing video games.
Yeah, of course.
And Jack is like, whoa, that's really cool. Goes back to his video game. Luke looks up, doesn't say a word, takes the strawberry and puts it in his mouth. And it's like hanging out of his mouth. And I'm just staring there. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I just walk away.
Guess I'm done showing the strawberry. So we got their quarterly reports. You know, they get their progress reports, updates. I posted this on my Instagram yesterday. And, you know, they both excellent academics. And then it was things to work on. And there's this slew of things to work on as far as, you know, what they need improvement on. You know, just trying to help them out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my boys, their progress reports were identical. They both excelled at everything. And on the needs work, you know, not doing homework, that wasn't checked off. That,
nope.
They do all their homework. That's good. Does homework infrequently. That wasn't checked off.
It was all good.
Yeah, no, all outstanding. Does not do well on tests. That wasn't checked off.
They do very well on tests, right?
Good.
Needs better organizational skills. Nope, they got that from their mom. They're outstanding with their organizational skills, apparently. Behavior not conducive to learning. Nope, that wasn't checked off. Tardiness, absences affecting grades. Nope. The one area needs work. Excessive talking interrupts and distracts. Luke's was underlined. And both of them, it was hilarious. So I put it up on Instagram because it was funny, but at the same time,
it's like,
not funny.
You can't do that. You can't do that. I understand like, why you do that, but you can't do that.
You must be better than me. Do better. And so, of course, Chrissy immediately hands them to me and says, guess where they got that from?
Yeah. Yes. So do you feel like you owe your children an apology for what you've brought to the gene pool?
Man, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
I pay for several things like that myself.
Yeah, yeah. It's unreal. Wow. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Fun Joke Friday. It's also 8:17.
There is traffic on the road right now. If you're driving, you are probably around cars.
Wow.
Be careful.
Brilliant. That's prophecy right there.
No, that's just real life.
Yeah.
Well, I guess prophecy is real life. But
if you're about to be on the road, you're about to be in traffic.
Yes. So
that's prophecy.
Be careful. Always look left and right. Bridge repair, Montano Road Northwest at Culture. There is also construction work, Lomist East at I-25. Locust and Oak Street, as well as more road construction. Left lane is closed, Lead West at Broadway, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. 3669. It is Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us. We'll talk more about this Tennessean here in a minute. Right now it's I Am We. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thrice. Anthology. Static Radio.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. And joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
It is. It is. Would you want to hear a joke? Did you want to hear a joke?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Because I've been so outstanding thus far.
Warning. This one from TJ. Okay, don't read it. I'm not reading it.
I just know that it's... Okay.
What is Helen Keller's favorite color?
No.
What is Helen
Keller's... Absolutely
not. What is Helen Keller's favorite color?
I don't know. No. I refuse. I'm not giving this a rim shot. No.
Corduroy.
Oh. I just got it. I'm like, what? Corduroy? Oh, that's messed up, TJ. No. You're... No.
What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
What?
A little horse.
Oh. Easy there, big fella.
Oh, this is so bad.
Anyone know
this? Just horsing around. Sorry.
Anyone know the 6 most frightening words in the world?
What?
The dentist will see you now.
That's actually true for you right now. That's not a joke.
That's real life.
It's sad when those jokes become reality because
it's so close
to
home.
No, no offense to those who are really afraid of the dentist, and no offense to the dentist.
Yeah.
You're just doing your job.
I actually really enjoy the dentist.
She's getting her wisdom teeth pulled in the next week or so.
Yesterday. I feel bad for your pain.
Don't worry. You're
going to be jealous when I say hi. Oh, you brought maracas.
Yeah, they gave her horse pills. These are ridiculous.
These are huge. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have to cut it in little bite-sized pieces?
I know.
I've only been taking half of the one in your left hand because I don't need that much.
I was going to say, dude.
But I have to finish the penicillin, and I hate that it tastes awful.
Oh, I know it does.
Taste? You don't chew them. No. You swallow it.
Okay.
You still taste it a little bit on your tongue.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's gross.
You throw water in your mouth first, and then you throw the pill in.
I tried grape juice this morning.
Taste it all the way down.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm, gross.
I still have my wisdom teeth.
Do you?
Wow.
All four of them.
Wow.
That's why it's really hard to brush.
Yeah.
I'm losing all my wisdom.
I guess it's because I have a big mouth. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I have a pretty big mouth, and I lost all my wisdom. I didn't lose them.
Every dentist I've ever gone to, he goes, which is weird, because you're sitting there, you're laying in the chair, you know, almost upside down anyway, so he can see inside your mouth.
And you got it open,
and he's got that rack thing where he can pin your jaw open so he can get in there. And every new dentist I get, they go, And in my mind, I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah. They want to pull your wisdom teeth.
They still have your wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
Does it cause any pain? Well, no, only this position in this chair and the fact that you have my jaw pried open.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that causes pain. But I still have them. It's been weird.
Yeah. Wow. I guess they're pretty much a fan of pulling wisdom teeth.
Well, yeah.
But
yours is growing sideways, destroying your face.
Yeah, it's doing this thingy. Yeah, it's doing this.
Dude.
And this one
I got a pair of pliers out in the car. You could help.
You know what?
It'd be a lot freer.
Just go for it. A lot freer.
Yeah.
A lot more painful.
You just have to buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'm thinking about the pain right now, and that'd be so awful.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
They
have
totally
lots
like,
of stuff to make it. It'll hurt for a little bit afterwards. At least that's
really
what I've heard.
I still
have
you
my...
and film it. I really, really do.
Are you ready to see me drooly and full of gauze and
I just
bloody...
want to make really funny videos for our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MySatic.
Yeah, to post... there's a whole bunch
I'm
of YouTube
serious.
Videos of folks that are... From coming off,
we'll
the
make
anesthesia.
A gajillion dollars yes. for
yeah,
static.
Absolutely.
I'm not afraid of those videos. I'm not afraid of procedures.
I'm going to clear it with Kelly, and we're going to film it.
Yeah,
multiple angles.
Multiple angles.
Just your responses and driving home and stuff.
I can't imagine what I'm going to say. I'm so afraid.
I can because I've had my wisdom teeth pulled, and yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell you on air how it
out
was
of
bad.
The abundance of the heart,
yes.
the mouth speaks.
Unless you're on drugs,
then it's out of the abundance of the narcotics.
Yes, exactly.
The mouth speaks.
Exactly.
I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did Sally fall out of the tree?
Why?
She had no arms or legs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's just a joke.
That's a terrible joke.
Okay, I'll rescue this.
You didn't even finish the
knock,
joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
Oh, you're a terrible human being, Jimmy Alexander.
He's not. He's
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
He's a sweet boy, but he posts jokes like that?
Oh, man, come on. It's Fun Joke Friday.
I want to talk to his youth pastor.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Oh.
Never mind. I take it back. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Hey, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why?
He was dead.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait, there's a follow-up. Why did the other monkey fall out of the tree?
Why?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Wow. These are awful.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Oh. I forgot about that one. That's the other one.
Yeah.
That, you know, the dead monkey jokes.
Yeah.
I need to bring my light bulb jokes. I have a whole bunch of light bulb jokes. I'll bring those next time. I'll try to remember.
I only
just
know
for
that joke because I was in a play that had that joke.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Wow.
Oh, TJ! I can't read those. TJ?
That's unreal. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Static!
Hey, I got one.
All right.
Or actually, I got three.
Okay.
Okay, what do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Well, I was going to answer. I'm sorry. Bad joke. Bad joke protocol. Please go ahead.
Ground beef.
There you go. All right.
Okay, what do you call a skinny cow?
Just a skinny cow?
Yeah, skinny cow.
I don't know.
A skinny cow with three legs. Oh. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
What do you call a skinny cow with three legs?
Lean beef. Okay, last one, and I know it's really bad. So what do you call a cow with no legs and ketchup on top?
What?
Meatloaf.
Oh, gosh. You just made those up.
There they are.
That was amazing. That was
thanks for beefing up our
man,
jokes.
No.
Didn't.
Dude, put a stake.
I wouldn't stake my life on those. Yeah.
See what you guys are doing there.
He was trying to horn in on what was going on.
Yeah.
Horn in.
Fun joke Friday.
Unreal.
Oh,
time to just move on, shall we?
Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can hashtag Fun Joke Friday on Twitter.
There you go. We got the Rocket Boys for you now. Marching to the Palace. It's Fun Joke Friday. Having some fun with Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Civil Twilight. The song's called River.
I watched that music video that they made for this. New Mexico's totally in it.
New Mexico?
Albuquerque.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
They filmed it while they were on the road, like touring. And so we have a few appearances.
We made an appearance!
We did.
How fun.
That's cool. I like that. It is Friday morning, 8:45 now. Welcome to the show. Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Good morning.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Morning.
I interrupted you.
No, I'm interrupted
sorry.
You.
Yeah. Which is why your kids had that marked off on their...
right? Exactly.
The road is closed. Right lane on construction at Pennsylvania. There is more construction at Unser between McMahon and Bandelier, as well as ramp restrictions. I-25 south at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. And construction work Lomas East at I-25, Locust Street, and Oak Street, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And it is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in if you would like for, you know, whatever
fun
reason.
Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah, it's here. It's here. So, Sam, I know, you know, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't want to kick you out, but...
I know.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's a final question.
Okay.
It's a big one.
Uh-oh.
Recently in Pennsylvania, a funeral procession, true story actually, went through a drive-thru at Burger King because the 88-year-old who had passed away was a huge, huge fan of the Whopper. So everyone in the procession went through the drive-thru. They ordered a Whopper Jr. They even placed a Whopper Jr. on his casket. As they buried him, this Whopper Jr. just, you know, greasy and nasty, went down into the grave with this 88-year-old gentleman. So my question is, what would your dying wish be? What would you want your last request? Like, hey, at my funeral or whatever, man. my last wish...
That's, you gotta give me more heads up time on that.
Why?
You can do this.
come on. This guy put a Whopper on his casket.
Apparently it doesn't have to be super important.
You can come up with anything better than that, I'm sure. Have you thought of anything like, dude, at my funeral, like I always, when, you know, for a long time thought, I wanted to do my own eulogy. Like, I wanted to film.
Have a video of your
own. But then I worried that people would think I was just being funny and that I wasn't really dead.
Yeah.
Nah. It wouldn't. You should do that.
I would do my own eulogy, except I don't really like to brag on myself because I'm very humble.
Yeah, so of course. Absolutely.
You could hear that in what I was saying.
You didn't even have to say. I mean, we knew.
I think a friend of mine, he died of cancer, unfortunately. And he and I shared several things that we had in common. Well, one of our things was a love for the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
And his wife had him buried in a Cubs jersey.
Oh, see?
And I thought, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be
Cubs jersey.
Cubs jersey.
But I want an autographed Cubs jersey.
To go down with you? You're like, no one way. Up. You got to pass that off to Rhino, man. He's, you know what I mean?
Well,
if I were your kid, I'd be like, really?
Well, I'd have two of them.
But it's just going to stay in the...
One for
really?
Me and one for him.
There
I'd
you go.
Bummed. Yeah,
that would be cool, but I really I don't, you know, honestly, I haven't thought about, other than at the service, at the funeral service, I want it to be a celebration.
See, dude, right there. High five.
I didn't give a high five. Sorry, I gave a 70s.
That's okay.
Messed up here.
Yeah, down low. Give me some skin.
I have officiated at funerals where the person who passed away was a strong believer. And faithful follower of Christ.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, we were sad.
Right.
Because our friend is gone.
And there's a time for that. It's okay.
Absolutely.
Mourn with those who mourn.
It was part of it. Absolutely. But there was also this celebration of not only that person's life and honoring them and honoring the family by the memories that we have of that person, but also honoring the Lord.
Yeah.
In saying this person was faithful, and it pointed back to the Lord. I've even been to some funerals where I didn't officiate this one, but where the pastor offered like an altar call.
See, and that there
and
you go.
A couple of people got saved.
That would be
at the
incredible.
Funeral. I'm like,
so what I'm talking about?
God bring it in a spiritual sense. Those walking in dead became alive again because of Christ at a funeral, which is just like what Jesus literally did at a funeral when he raised somebody from the dead in the middle of the funeral procession. Mm-hmm. But so that was cool. So I kind of think that at my service, I just want a big celebration. I know my, right.
Can I MC it?
I was just, sure.
I'll still be here, hopefully.
I was just getting ready to say, I know my wife will be sad, but maybe I should say, I think my wife will be sad. I'm pretty sure she would be.
I can MC it. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, let me work on that. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
I'm relatively cheap, so I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because the rest of my funeral is going to be so expensive.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I liked, you know, the idea of a celebration.
Yeah.
I'm getting when I get that promotion, I mean, that's it. You're getting promoted to the majors. That's, you know what I mean? I'm getting called up. I'm getting called up to the bigs.
Welcome to the show, baby.
I got to go.
That's right.
I'm not going to be bummed.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's always been it as well. What about you, Mitch? You got any like, hey,
no, you're only
this
25.
Has to happen. I want Bieber to sing because he's so much younger than me. He'll still be alive.
By that time, Bieber will be a has-been.
Yeah, he really will.
Oh, how dare you?
I said that out loud even.
Yeah.
He would not. Probably something with Bieber.
Yeah.
Probably. He'd probably have to sing at my funeral.
She's going
to
be buried in a purple gown.
Oh, man.
With a purple ball cap.
Ugh.
Slightly askew.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My last wish, what I want to happen, I need to, you know how they always have pillows? I have to have my Justin Bieber pillow that I got yesterday for my birthday.
That's just, that's weird. That's totally weird. Static!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, speaking about funeral, this is Mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
My mom, she's helped me and my kids. When she passes away, she wants Toby Mac to be there.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That'd be so interesting. Like, you're at a funeral and you're like, is that Toby Mac?
Yeah.
Why is Toby
Mac? I was like, Mom, are you sure? And she was like, yeah, you're going to have to get hold of him. And I'm like, well, I think about your sisters and all your brothers. You'll probably kill me because it's like, there'll be a concert going on.
Right.
That's
and everybody be
fun.
Like, what is she thinking? Her mom just died. And, my mom's like that, too. She's like, you know, when I pass away, I want you guys to celebrate because I know where I'm going.
Exactly. Yes. There you go.
I hear he's a really nice guy, so he really might be there.
He's a really nice dude. That'd just be so random.
Just think
so
about funny. How cool that would be for the officiating pastor to step up and say, and now bringing our special music.
Toby Mac
and his crew.
And then my kids are like, yeah, we'll be jamming. And they're like, well, we'll be dancing. And I'm like, I could just imagine sitting there and everybody be like, what is wrong with them?
As long as they're not too excited, you never want your kids to be like, man, I can't wait till grandma dies so we can see Toby Mac in concert. That's the wrong attitude.
No. That is
the wrong attitude. Mom Fernando, we love you.
Yes, we do.
Wait, one more thing.
All right.
You were talking about the 666 about this one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my daughter was born November 7 at 7:07.
Really? Wow.
And that number always comes up in her time every day. That number comes up. It's always 37s for her.
Wow.
And we're trying to tell her, go to casino, radio win.
I'm so glad you said that, not
condoning
me.
Condoning that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Okay, happy birthday, Mitt.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Mom Fernando. That's Mom Fernando right there.
She takes care of us.
She's great.
That was awesome.
So there it is. If you're just joining us, a funeral procession went through a drive-thru at the BK.
Mm-hmm.
Did they all buy Whopper?
All of them got a Whopper Jr. for some reason.
Because
the 88-year-old dude who had passed away was a huge fan, and they buried him with a Whopper Jr.
That's it's probably still good, too.
Nasty.
Yeah, the shelf life on that might be.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. It's amazing what people...
Yeah.
In a way to honor. I'm sure that... Yeah. I have no doubt that that was a way to honor...
Oh, absolutely.
...their loved one.
And that's the thing. Just like the Cubs jersey or whatever it may be. So one of those, dying wish, what would you want? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always just said the party part. Dude, just throw a party.
Yeah.
Don't get bummed. Yeah. I know my family's not going to be like stoked. Well, I hope they're not going to be stoked, you know. But
Dad's gone.
Woo, party.
Now we don't have to share the video games with him ever again.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So the question, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's just before 9:00. We got to take a quick break. Are you here? You got
to
go?
I have to go to work. In fact, I didn't realize we were having so much fun.
You're like, I'm going to be late.
Time flies when you're having fun. I had a great time this morning. Thanks.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Thanks. Enjoyed it a lot.
And we will see you next Friday.
I'm pretty sure I'm here next Friday.
All right, cool. It'll be after Valentine's Day, so we'll get to talk all about the great things that you did, because you're a planner and you've done things. I hope so.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Less than a week, Valentine's Day.
Try to get a Valentine's card before February 14th this year.
Oh, yeah. Be good.
So,
or we'll just hope and pray that this asteroid that's nearing the Earth.
I heard all about
and
that.
And then
one.
We can all talk about we won't have to worry about our last
wish. Oh, you're
last
the surprise.
Because,
that's what I got you for Valentine's Day. Yeah. An asteroid crashing towards the Earth.
Sadly, it's February 15th, so, if you don't do anything, you'll have to deal with it
anyway. So happy belated Valentine's Day.
There you go.
My gift to the Earth.
Yeah. Gotta take a quick break. Sam, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, you bet.
Us,
thanks.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It. Happy birthday again,
week.
Mitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming right back, we've got some Tall Heart for you, some classic crime, and more of this here's show. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Almost. A song called Ghost.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
What's up?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wanted
Friday
to get for my birthday.
It's your birthday. Yeah.
Let's kick it.
So, it's Friday. It's finally here. It's Fun Joke Friday. It's Funeral Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
What? We're talking about
it's true. Okay,
a funeral procession.
When you talk about what we're talking about, it's okay.
In Pennsylvania, a funeral procession went through a drive-thru at Burger King because the 88-year-old was a huge fan of fast food. Which is amazing that he made it to 88, being such a huge fan of fast food.
Okay, you have to look at it two ways. Either it's going to kill you early.
Uh-huh, or it's going to preserve you.
Yeah. So
everyone in the procession ordered a Whopper Jr., and they even placed a Whopper Jr. on the casket when they buried him. So we're talking to Pastor Sam Swan about this morning. We thought, let's talk about it. What is your dying wish? What would you want, at your funeral, maybe to be buried with? What? Sam was talking about a friend who was buried in a Cubs jersey.
Mm-hmm.
talked about the idea of wanting to throw a party instead of have like a gnarly, like sad funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Mom Fernando called in, and her mom wants
Toby Mac. It's amazing.
So random to me. But hilarious and awesome. So we thought we'd ask the question. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio is, of course, also Fun Joke Friday.
I can't help but think I'd want something that communicates my sense of humor.
Right.
Because otherwise it's just going to be
boring.
Thus
the Bieber pillow.
Bieber pillow. I don't know, stuff that I just think would be funny. Like, I want... maybe I'd want the extremely bad theology song "God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You" played at my funeral by NSYNC. It's bad theology. I understand that, but I might want that song played.
Wow, Static.
Hey, how's it going? Happy birthday, Mitch.
Thank you.
Hey, couple things. Now that you're what, 25, right?
Yes.
Quarter of a century.
Did you know that you're finally an adult now? Your brain is finally all grown up. Actually,
not true.
You're 25, it's when your brain is fully developed.
That's why they let me rent cars now.
Right. And
as of today.
And I have a joke for you. Okay, so what should give a 900-pound gorilla for his birthday?
What?
I don't know, but you better hope he likes it.
Yes.
There it is.
Very true.
There it is. Wow.
All right, I have one more.
All right.
Okay, one more. Let's see. What did the ice cream say to the unhappy birthday cake?
What?
What's eating you?
Oh, man.
All right, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's supposed to be Fun Joke Friday. It's also your birthday, Mitch.
Chuck Norris can speak Braille.
Terrible joke. Thanks, Caleb.
Here's a good one from TJ that I can read out loud.
Okay.
And not feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
Where is the Rolling Stones? Where are the Rolling Stones most hated?
Where?
My kidneys.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Wow, TJ. TJ.
Why couldn't the blonde and add 10 and 7 on the calculator?
Why?
She couldn't find the number 10 key.
Oh, man. Not cool. I do. I'm like, man, these are so bad today. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is Fail Your Co-Host Friday.
Okay. This is Sean apparently being very honorary in class.
Oh, okay, here
teacher
we go.
Says, any questions? And he says, yes, where do babies come from? And teacher says, this is Spanish class, Simon, or I guess whatever. And then he says, oh, sorry, de donde vienen los bebés?
Yes, that was a good one. I'll give him that one. I like that. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Fun Joke Friday, hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
You know what? It's 9:13. People are awake and
it's 9:15.
Oh, whatever. My
clock is off.
Off, yeah, whatevs. Ramp restrictions, I-25 south at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. There's still that construction work. The road is closed. Unserved south between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also road construction. The right lane is closed on Constitution in Pennsylvania, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yeah.
There you go.
Keeping the music on.
We can do that.
Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
What? Beasties, y'all.
That's right.
Represent.
That they are. They are representing.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Welcome to the show. Steve and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
We've been talking about a lot of things kind of all over the place today. It's Fun Joke Friday. It's
Forget It Friday.
Forget it.
Forget it.
It's Quit Your Job Friday. That doesn't start with F. I got nothing. Freak Out Friday. There you go.
Freak Out Friday. Yes.
Yeah. We talked about this earlier. A gentleman freaked out so much so that he quit his job.
Mm-hmm.
A 52-year-old born-again Christian told the Tennessean that God was worth more than money. Okay.
That's good. No, that's good.
That is good.
Priorities are in
line. He's a maintenance worker. He quit his job after discovering the number 666 printed on his W-2 tax forms. The number obviously associated with the number of the beast. Often associated with Satan. Number plays a crazy role in The Omen.
Oh, yes. Movie. That came out on that day.
666?
June 6, 2006.
Oh, really?
Sure did.
So apparently this isn't the first time this dude has dealt with the number. When he first got his job in 2011, he was accidentally assigned the number 666 to be used when he clocked in. His number was changed to 668. But I guess a few months later, when they updated their clock-in system, he was given the original number.
Yeah, probably just like reverted back to it.
So default. He quit his job.
That's crazy. It was just probably default. It wasn't purpose.
They gave him his job back and a new number. But apparently that was it. It was enough this last week when he got his W-2 form and on it 666 was printed. I guess the vice president of sales and marketing of the corporation talked about the W-2 form, and he said the number referred to the order in which the tax documents were mailed, but the gentleman, Walter Slanopus.
Slanopus.
52-year-old dude, is seeking a new W-2 with a different number because he refuses to file his taxes with a W-2.
Just sounds like a lot of trouble to go to get your taxes done.
666.
Like, I'm pretty sure, would they give, I guess he'd have to file for an extension, but...
I guess Paul in Houston says if that dude files his taxes with that W-2, Satan will definitely orchestrate it to where he won't have enough deductions and will have to pay the IRS, which we all know is a tool of his fallen kingdom.
Of course. Of course.
I like that, Paul. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. You can also email us. We got an email from a different Paul, actually.
Yes. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is really cool. So he says, I used to work as a manager at Pizza Hut in North Carolina. I worked with an interesting group of people, a practicing witch, a Satanist, an agnostic, and a lesbian couple, among others. Anyway, the South is very superstitious about the number 666. We were coming up upon the year June 6, 2006, and the witch knew how afraid many Christians were. So he and I were closing the store, and he asked me what I was going to do on 666.
Dun, dun, dun.
I told him I was going to get up, kiss my wife, go to work, then go home. And he said, you're not afraid? He says, then I give the Holy Spirit pure credit for my next words, as this guy is about 6'3 and about 300 pounds of solid muscle. He had leather shoes and leather and combat boots with the spikes and all. He said, I looked at him straight in the eye and I said, I have nothing to fear. My God is bigger than yours, and he created the number for use before yours tried to take it.
Wow.
Needless to say, I was kind of concerned of physical pain he stared at me for what felt like an hour, but it was actually about 30 seconds. Then he said, you know, that is the coolest thing anyone has said to me. We were then able to speak the next hour talking about the Bible and salvation. I wish I could say he fell down and repented, but the truth is he didn't. But I still pray that when I get to heaven, he'll be there. He'll walk up and say hi. And thanks for taking the time.
Wow. Such a rad story. Hawk boy. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
So good news, everybody. We've got a week left on Earth.
And... are we talking about numbers?
No.
Okay. A week left on Earth. But before... okay, go ahead and do this, and then I'll follow it up with something. I'll follow it up.
Thank you.
You know what? Let's plan this out. Right now, you're going to talk about this, and then I'll be back.
Well, it is February 8th. We are 7 days away from February 15th, if you can do math.
Yes.
And apparently, on that day, a near-Earth asteroid will pass us within a distance of 17,000 miles.
Kind of far, right?
It's an estimated 150 feet across, about half the size of a football field. It's composed of approximately 140 tons of stone.
So we shouldn't even be able to see it, right?
17,000 miles is decently close to Earth.
It's close, but it's also only 150.
It's not at risk of colliding with Earth. So,
does it have any information if that did hit Earth, what it would do?
I have no idea. No, it still has NASA's attention for scientific purposes. This will be one of the closest encounters between Earth and a near-Earth object since 1990.
Wow.
I know.
Was that like Halley's Comet? What is that?
Really? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not like, I don't have all the facts. I don't have those.
There's no help.
Okay, what do you want to say? Closing Since, comments. It's just before
okay.
10.
Well,
it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Say whatever you want.
No, I was just saying it's 7 days until that little asteroid passes by. But before that, 4 days until Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
This is right. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus spoken.
4 days.
Be a rad Valentine's Day gift. Tickets are only $15 if you get them in advance. $20 at the door. Get your tickets.
I'm excited to see a bunch of people.
I'm really, really stoked for Spoken. For their new record.
Okay. It's been 5 years, right?
Yeah.
5 years since they've had a new record. When they usually bring bands in that they like, they're like, oh, by the way, this is Red.
Yeah.
And so they bring good bands. So they're introducing a new band to us.
Another new band, yeah.
And Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Tickets are only $15. You can get them right now at mystaticradio.com. Get there! Get them. We will see you Tuesday. We're going to be hanging out all night, so the Wednesday's show is going to suck.
Yes, it is. We're going to need you for way too early Wednesday next week.
We really are, because Tuesday we're planning on hanging out the whole time, and you know.
And I was like, maybe we should just not do the first hour of the show because we're going to be exhausted.
Said, no.
And I said, fine. You're going to hate your life on Wednesday.
We're troopers. We're going to hang out with people on Tuesday. We're going to do the show on Wednesday. So yeah, make sure you come hang out with us. It is a fundraiser for Static Radio. Tickets are only $15. MyStaticRadio.com. That's it.
That's it for us.
We out. And
out.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope it's a good one.
I hope so, too.
You already got all your presents and stuff yesterday from everybody, so.
I know.
Sorry.
I know. It's okay.
A little early.
I'm really okay with it.
Okay, good. That's good, because that's all there is.
Because I still get whatever I want right now.
No!
Yeah, it's my birthday. Yes, I do.
No, everybody celebrated it yesterday, so that's it. That's done. You don't get no more birthday wishes, no more wishing for more wishes.
I'm sorry.
It's done. It's over.
Who made you the ruler of birthday days?
Your husband did yesterday when he had your birthday party the day before your actual birthday, and we already did the whole celebration.
It hasn't even been 24 hours since then. So it's still my birthday.
All
Thank
right.
you.
All right. If you'd like to send birthday wishes, you can do so. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will see you guys again Monday.
That's right.
We out. And don't forget, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus spoken and a new band called Rest going to be joining us Tuesday for a pretty rad show. Tickets are only $15. If you get them in advance, $20 at the door. There it is.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
MyStaticRadio.com. Seriously.
Get them now. All right, that's it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.